I'm not sure there's a huge downside here, other than making the tax code more complicated. But ultimately, one of the things they're trying to do beyond just making those personal income tax cuts permanent is they're trying to encourage savings. And we've always had a fairly low savings rate in the U.S. compared to other countries. And so they're trying to put in some provisions to make it easier, for example, for small business to gauge in retirement programs and kind of pool their resources with other small businesses to save money on that, and then also to make it easier for for people who are above I think 70 and a half is the cutoff years old to continue to contribute to their plans, and with people working longer and living longer, these are important things that can help people build up a bigger nest egg for retirement.
So Dean, what you're saying is when you look at again the phase two being promoted, again a lot of it's still very much gray, there's not really any specifics on a lot of this, you're telling me from what you've seen when it comes to retirement, what they're talking about, trying to help people save for the middle class, that there's a more upswing, there is no much of a downside, as you say.
Well, the only downside I see is the fact that it makes the tax code more complicated. And so in that sense, yeah, I mean, that's always better to keep the tax code simple, but it's already pretty darn complicated. So this, it's another example of government trying to nudge our behavior in a sense and try to get us to do things that maybe we don't really want to do in terms of save for retirement. And by the way, there's an easier way to do it. Well, easier not politically, but easier in theory. And this is an issue we've talked about before, and that's to reform Social Security, like Bush tried to do years ago, and follow what 31 other countries have done, and give personal accounts instead of throwing money down the rat hole of Social Security.
Dean Stansel is a professor of economics at the O'Neill Center. Go to O'NeillCenter.org at SMU University, also economics columnist with FloridaDaily.com. There was a study done by, Northwest Mutual that came out and said that 21% of Americans have no retirement savings at all, while two-thirds of people with a savings account or plan are certain that their funds will dry too soon. Dean, it's almost like you ask the question, why is it that when it comes to our education system, we're taught the norm that you got to go to college? I mean, we never seem to have who makes that type of analysis where everybody agrees that in order to get a better education, you got to go to college, but yet they don't talk about trade schools. So let me throw it this way. Who has made this? I mean, why is it that people are not more up on their finances out there, especially like with this station and other stations where they have the financial planners on the weekend? Why do we do such a horrible job when it comes to our own personal finances and becoming more literate?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that a part of it is a big share of that paycheck goes straight to Uncle Sam before you even see it. And I think also there's some misunderstanding about the nature of Social Security, and a big chunk of it's going to that. And people think, we've got Social Security to fall back on. And ultimately, we live in kind of a short attention span culture where people want to spend now, and the idea of saving for the future is not so popular with people. And so the combination of those things lead people to save less than they otherwise would. And one of the things that they were talking about with some of these small business incentives is that there was another aspect where they would give some sort of tax credit for companies that make, I don't want to say mandatory, but I think that's basically you have mandatory contributions on your behalf into a retirement plan. Approach is that then you don't have to worry about the workers actually having the discipline to save their money because the company basically does it for you.
But Dean, what this kind of interesting is what this does. This really, and it doesn't matter what party you're with, but it's primarily on the liberal left when it comes to the issue of saving money. It's kind of like the charitable aspect where you have the Catholic Church, certain other organizations out there, where if they're overwhelmed by charity out there, the government comes in and says, well, whatever you have a lacking of an overflow, we can take advantage of it. And when they take advantage of it and they try to help out people, then less charitable groups are wanting to become more involved. And yet, if you've got people that are retiring less, that are uneducated, in a weird way, doesn't the government not agreeing with them, but do they not have a plausible argument saying, hey, since you guys aren't retiring, let us take over since we've done such a bang-up job with Social Security? Remember, the Obama administration wanted one of those individual retirement accounts, but totally overseen by the feds.
No, that's right. I mean, the government, I mean, this takes us back to the New Deal, basically, but the government crowds out private activity in this area. It used to be the case that there were lots of local fraternal organizations that basically took care of the people in their local area who they knew, and there was local knowledge as opposed to the one big federal program in D.C. And that, in my view, was a better system, and we ought to try to find some way at least to go back in that direction. But it's hard politically to get there. These retirement IRAs, and even there's an aspect of this where they're looking at health savings accounts and making those easier to use, where people can put aside free tax dollars to spend on medical expenses, and a universal savings account provision that would make it easier for folks to save who aren't at a company that has a retirement plan. All these things will help offset some of that stuff, but ultimately it comes down to the individual, right? The individual taking responsibility for their own well-being in retirement and putting aside some money, and that's, you know, it's hard to discipline yourself to do that sometimes, especially when you're just kind of stretched and living paycheck to paycheck.
Let me jump in. By the way, we're talking with Dean Stansel. He's the economics columnist for Florida Daily, professor of economics at the O'Neill Center. Go to O'NeillCenter.org at SMU University. This, we took a lot of input from the audience this past week, and I got to play this clip, so it's going to kind of jump in right in the middle, but this was a commercial being run by the Commissioner of Agriculture, Adam Putnam, against Congressman DeSantis, where in a Republican primary, they're defaulting DeSantis because he supported raising the retirement age for Social Security recipients to age 70. Just listen to the last few seconds of this commercial.
Medicare? DeSantis has spent too much time in Washington.
DeSantis even voted to increase the retirement age. You gotta be kidding me.
So voted to increase the retirement age, but yet in the Republicans' plan, they're talking about going, and I'm not a big fan of annuities, but would they at least allow where you can take a portion of your 401k, you get through your work, and buy an annuity that would kick in later in life, like such at age 85? Why in the world are Republicans keep pushing up this idea? In order to make things more solvent, we need to, the eligibility age should be kicked the can down the road. I mean, if you paid into the system, Dean, why should, whether it's Social Security or whatever, why should you not be able to collect it at the age the government originally said you should be able to collect it at?
Well, I think the main reason is that the nature of the program has changed, because when they put it in place, average life expectancy was 61, so you weren't going to get anything, basically. And now average life expectancy is up to 75, and so that really changes the nature of the program. And I think that it's reasonable to raise that over time and phase it in, but I understand that's unpopular in states with a lot of retirees like Florida.
Yeah, but wait, Dean, you got a lot of people that live past, I mean, firemen and cop cases, those in the black community, so why do we have a one-size-fits-all then?
Well, that's right, and that's the advantage of personal accounts. Is if you switch to a system of personal accounts, then you own that money. It doesn't matter when you die, and you can pass it on to your heirs. And like I said, there's 31 countries. Argentina has this. China has this. Mexico has this. Russia has this. We're really behind the curve on that, and I don't know how we get in the game on that, but it's really a huge way to make everyone better off, and there's some transition costs in the beginning, but hopefully we'll find some momentum to get back in that direction, because, you know, ultimately Social Security is bankrupt essentially already, but if not technically bankrupt yet, it's getting there because of demographic changes, and it's just the nature of the program. It's essentially a Ponzi scheme, and it's going to collapse eventually.
All right, Dean Stansel, professor of economics at the O'Neill Center at O'NeillCenter.org at SMU University. Good to have you on again, Dean.
Yep, thanks for having me on, Ed.
All right. More as we continue to move along. I was going to ask the question. I forgot about this. I know I'm going to get the emails at WBOB.com. You know, I asked the question, why is it that Americans do such a horrible job at saving money? I understand they buy, it's the easy point, it's the era of now. But it's been that way for many years. Mm. I mean, in the 1980s. I mean, the Japanese did a much better job saving money than it was. So this is not new. So why is it? I mean, we have financial radio shows on this station weekends. Mm. And a lot of these guys do such a real good job. We have a lot of this. There's a lot of knowledge out there. But why are not people doing this?
I don't think there is. There may be a lot of access to knowledge. I don't think it's reaching enough people. That's the problem. And I think when it comes to young people, they think they're going to be young forever. And they aren't thinking about retirement at the age
right.
of 22.
But you understand the argument that if you guys do not do so, and that's right, you guys, the listeners and gals, if you don't do such a good job, the government's just dying to come in.
Right.
And they want to oversee it. By the way, if you don't think, and I don't care what party you are, if you don't think the government wants to come after your retirement, I got news for you. Trillions of dollars. I mean, we could be talking, the numbers could fluctuate, could be 20. I don't know how many billions, trillions. But years ago, it was around 14 to 16 that are in retirement accounts. That is green lights on the Christmas tree for the elected officials out there. And I'm just kind of curious as why do we not talk enough about finances, and yet, I mean, are we not talking enough about personal finances where the government doesn't even want to come in and get involved, where they can sit back and say, Roger, I'm going to allow you to have more of your personal money through a retirement savings account? Why are the Republicans talking more? I mean, they talk about it during a campaign, but when it comes to legislative process,
right,
very little on this.
You know, maybe it's the whole personal responsibility mentality. You know, I'm not for government mandates, but there are probably a couple I'd be for, and that is making people have retirement accounts through a 401k, maybe making the employer set aside some of the money, even if it's not matched, and maybe even at banks, requiring people to check, I abstain or decline putting money into an investment account for their monthly checking account.
Like a phone app.
And have a fee. Yeah.
More as we continue to move along, love to hear what you think at 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio. WBOB.
I-295 South before Wilson Boulevard, there is an accident. The only problem we see on the road, other than an earlier crash at Dunn Avenue, where there's a wreck off to the right. Traffic this morning is being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
Criminal illegal aliens are a threat to Florida neighborhoods and a threat to Florida taxpayers. Adam Putnam believes it's time to support President Trump's plan to stop illegal immigration and put Florida families first. Securing our borders and banning sanctuary cities, deporting violent criminals, and protecting taxpayers. Adam Putnam will stand with President Trump and Florida law enforcement to keep us safe. Here's Adam Putnam.
There are many reasons to be mad about illegal immigration. Here's one we can't stand for. Today, taxpayers in Florida are paying nearly $100 million a year to imprison criminal illegal aliens. $100 million to feed, clothe, and house criminal illegal aliens. I'm Adam Putnam, and we need to support President Trump's plan to secure our borders and ban sanctuary cities. We need to protect taxpayers and deport violent criminals now.
Sponsored by Florida Grown PC.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that. And we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up two for one like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Everybody loves this top hit. And now, for the first time, you can hear it live in person. Corinne Hawthorne will be here in Jacksonville live to perform her smash hit, Won't He Do It. It's the concert event of the summer, Corinne Hawthorne. You've seen Corinne Hawthorne, a finalist on NBC's The Voice. Now she's coming to Jacksonville. Happening Saturday night, July 28th. Tickets are only $15 each, so get yours now. They're on sale at the Salem Center, at Abyssinian Baptist Church, and online at jackscommunityevents.com. The concert event of the summer. Be there Saturday night, July 28th. It's Corinne Hawthorne, live in concert. So I trust a
man all time. Planning lots of rain with thunder this afternoon and into the evening. Our high today, 87 degrees. Tonight's low, 76. Right now, 79 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The U.S. House has approved a measure supporting ICE, but Senate Democrats blocked the resolution. Phase 2 of proposed tax cuts by Republicans heavily focus on helping people retire. And a Rasmussen poll says 73% of Democrats are looking for a fresh face to represent the party in 2020.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed at wbob.com.
Roger Henderson, Ed Dean right here on WBOB. Big controversy. We're going to play the clips here in a moment. And I have a different perspective on this whole Terrence Freeman, the liberal left out there, the Democrats are crying foul. Governor Rick Scott, the appointee pick. I'm going to break this down pretty simple here, but Terrence Freeman, again, is replacing Reggie Brown, and of course, Katrina Brown's being replaced. The big argument is well, hey, Terrence lives in the city, but he doesn't live in the, quote, district. But according to the state law, and to the winner goes the spoils, Governor Rick Scott says he's fallen to the letter of the law. It allows him to pick and choose whoever he may like when it comes to this. But the question is, does it violate city charter? I want to break this more down here in a little bit because there is an hypocrisy by the left. Here is this whole news story. Jim Pickett from News 4 Jax, where there's a controversy because Terrence Freeman doesn't live in a district and somehow World War III and the world's about to end in somebody's District 10 here in Jacksonville.
So I've been out here today in District 10 talking to people about this appointment with city council. Many are upset. One woman is calling for a recall. Others are saying something needs to happen because they don't feel they're being represented. Terrence Freeman was sworn in last week. Before that, he lived in Mandarin, is now living and leasing space in District 10. I talked to him on the phone today and asked if he understood why many in the district oppose his appointment, arguing that he just moved there. For some, that's not good enough. Community activist Angie Nixon is now pushing a call to action. She wants people to phone Governor Scott and city leaders to force Freeman to resign. An editorial published today in the Florida Times Union, a paper that normally supports Governor Scott, bashes his decision. It calls on Scott to fix it and throw in the towel on this one. A lawsuit has also been filed to block Freeman's appointment. A lawyer for the city is stepping in on behalf of Freeman to represent the city's interests.
So Jim Pickett walked around in the community, and here's what some of the community citizens had to say about this huge controversy.
Well, it's kind of tearing the district up. People's a little peeve.
What do you think it's doing to this district?
Degrading it.
Terrence Freeman was interviewed by Jim Pickett on phone. This is what Freeman had to say.
I do understand it, but we're here now. This is where we're at. I'm here to work hard for you and to do my best to make sure that I'm getting things done for the community. And we have a 10-month window. Come March, there's going to be an election. It was after the encouraging of residents from the district that I should consider it, that I even was willing to throw my name in the hat.
And let's be honest, 30 people had thrown their names in the hat.
Right.
He hadn't even thrown his name in the hat. He's a black Republican. And I wonder, you know, you and I talked about this. If this had been a Democrat appointing an individual black Democrat, and the Republicans had brought this issue up, they would have been called, oh, it's racism left and right. What the heck's going on? But yet, let me ask a question. Let me try to break this down. Why do many people supporting Alvin Brown over Al Lawson?
Locally?
No, nationwide. No, of course locally, well, yes. Why are they supporting Alvin Brown over Al Lawson?
The whole district goes to Tallahassee. I think probably those in our area are supporting him because he's from Jacksonville.
Ah! Exactly. They say that Lawson doesn't represent their area, even though they redistricted all of this. Do you know the state redistricts and you're out by a mile? You can't. Should he not run for the seat? Whose fault is it? He didn't move. They got redistricted out.
Yeah,
the argument by, is there an hypocrisy by the Democrats? That's why I said I wanted to break this down. Because, again, unless the city charter says something different, the governor says he's doing this by the law. That the big complaint that I hear from a lot of people that say, the reason why I'm voting for Alvin Brown, because this is a Jacksonville seat. Is it? I mean, it goes to Tallahassee.
Legally, it's the district. Anyone within the district.
That's right.
You know, including people
in Tallahassee.
Well,
by the way, anybody outside of the district, why don't you got to live there? But what I'm saying is Democrats, is there an argument? Because Al Lawson's won.
Yeah.
He got it. No. He doesn't represent it. That's why we need Alvin Brown. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, is that where the main, because it's representation out there? What if in 10 months, as Terrence Freeman says, he does a good job? And the voters, again, I'm going on both sides, as I should, and the voters say, no, we want him to stay there. What are the Democrats going to say? We're going to have a recall? Well, first off, he didn't even get elected. So what are you talking about a recall for?
Right.
But you got 10 months. If he does a horrible job, you kick Terrence out.
Exactly. And I'm not necessarily...
Why don't we have the issue of ideas, folks?
I'm not necessarily convinced that people throughout the district are unhappy with it. I think probably some very prominent people, maybe you can count on one hand, aren't happy about it.
Yeah.
Who are politically invested, but not the constituents.
One of those opposed is a community organizer, Angie Nixon. This is what she said.
Democracy works best when everyone
who lives in it actually has a voice. And right now, the residents of District 10 have had their voice taken away from them.
You know, maybe it would have been smarter to have a special election. That way, because that would have shut up the critics, one way or the other. If the Dems put in one of theirs, Republicans, whatever.
Special elections are expensive, and we are 10 months away from the regular election. You know, this is what the Florida law calls for, and I think it was abided by.
So, the question I'd like to ask you, along with other issues, at 222-TALK-222-8255, is this a cheap shot by the Democrats because Freeman is a black Republican appointed by Governor Rick Scott? And is it because the Democrats cannot win on the issue of ideas, so now they're attacking him? Whether you agree with it or not that he lives outside the district, it is part of the law. But Terrence has lived in Jacksonville for so many years. I want to know what you think. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 South Wilson Boulevard, there's an accident there this morning causing some backup.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. Jesus Christ is your available source of all the good that our Father God has made available to you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus is our Savior. He is our Lord. Jesus is the Word of God. Through Him, all things were made and are held together. Jesus is your best friend. He is your brother. All that is good. Your true identity is found in Jesus Christ. In Christ, you have been blessed, made holy, and blameless before God. In Christ, you have been made the very righteousness of God.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed
min.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Queens Harbor, prestige, excellence. This Saturday, you're invited to join us at Queens Harbor Country Club for a community-wide open house from noon until 3. Nearly every home available for purchase will be open to the public. Golf course homes, pool homes, and deep water homes. I'm Jerry Landrum with the Legends of Real Estate. My golf course property on Queens Harbor Boulevard is just one of the 25 properties that you'll be able to visit. Tell security that you're there for the open house and receive...
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
You'll probably be driving home in heavy thunderstorms this afternoon. More rain with thunderstorms this evening. The high today, 86. And the low this evening, 76. Right now, it's 79 here at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed@wbob.com.
Oh, boy, we're going to get to more of this as we continue to move along. Your emails, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook.com/WBOB. Your call's coming up next. 222-TALK, 222-8255. This is Ed Dean, Roger Henderson on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is again denouncing what he calls the fake news on Twitter this morning. Mr. Trump says he's recognized Russian election meddling many times, but he writes the fake news wants no part of that narrative. The White House says the president still considers Russia a threat to the U.S. election. Russian President Vladimir Putin, in his first public comments on the Helsinki summit, calls the meeting with Mr. Trump a success. Alleged Russian spy Maria Butina has been ordered held pending her trial, a judge declaring the 29-year-old a flight risk given her reputed ties to Russian intelligence. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in the red. Dow futures down about 105 points. NASDAQ futures off 30. S&P futures down 9.5 points. More details at srnnews.com.
On I-295 South, just before Wilson Boulevard, you'll see a crash. Most of the cars involved on the right now, not causing too big of a backup. And 295 South after Dunn Avenue, there's been a wreck, and it's on the right. There is backup there. We're looking at lots of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 87 degrees. This evening, more rain with thunderstorms, 76 the low. Right now, it's 78 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Phase two of proposed tax cuts by the Republicans heavily focus on helping people retire. A Rasmussen poll says 73% of Democrats are looking for a fresh face to represent the party in 2020. And the U.S. House approved a measure supporting ICE, but Senate Democrats blocked the resolution.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
All right. Hold on. I'm just putting everything back in there. Let's take some calls. Who do you...
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
I-10 going east at 295. Look out for a crash involving at least three cars. On 295 south at Dunn Avenue, there's an accident we can't see on the traffic cams that it is causing backup. And 295 south before Wilson Boulevard, another wreck. Lots of rain with thunderstorms by the afternoon. Our high is 87 degrees. Tonight, more scattered thunderstorms and an overnight low of 76.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and I'm proud to say that Underwoods is the longest-standing member of the American Gem Society in the state of Florida. That's important because the American Gem Society promotes professionalism inside the business, and most important because of how it protects the customer. Gemstones are like most things, and you have to have the knowledge about them before you can tell the truth about them. That's where the American Gem Society fits in. They're the organization that certified gemologists and registered jewelers and certificates with professional titles. Then to ensure that we stay up to date with these gemological advances, we re-win our titles by passing a written test every year. And now I'm proud to say Underwoods has the largest credentialed American Gem Society staff east of the Mississippi River. So if you're interested in diamonds and jewelry and want real professional help, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com, even Australia. You can hear us all over the world. I am so excited. It's such an honor to interview such wonderful teachers on the show. This has been a classroom. This is my classroom for the last 7 years, and I have just loved every lesson, and I hope that you are too. This is where we take responsibility for our life, And it is so wonderful to hear when our guests on the show, when our teachers on the show have learned that lesson too. And they come here to teach us again and again this lesson, just like the 9-year-old Jason Stevenson that knew he was connected to God, to the universe, that he was special. That's what we relive every day, that we learn that we are responsible for everything in life. And when we create everything, the good news is we can reinvent it. We can recreate it. And so this is what we talk about at whenyouneedafriend.com. I want to encourage you to become a subscriber. And while you're in there, check out all the different ways that you can become a friend of the show through social media, Facebook, Instagram. I'm not even going to talk about all the different ways that you can like me on social media. And then also YouTube. We have had some special conversations. I feel like I have like my brother from another mother with Jason Stevenson. And, you know, our conversations off the air, if you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, subscribe, do it now. Because if you say you're going to do it later, it's not going to happen. Do it now. And so once you subscribe, the show gets sent to you right to your phone, to your email. And you can do the same with YouTube. So when you subscribe to YouTube, see, I want to join Jason with his 850 million. It's a thousand. I say million because I'm clairvoyant like that. But anyway, so I want you to join us in this movement of taking 100% responsibility for our life, because it leads us to empowerment and freedom. It's not about blame, shame, fault, or duty. It's about empowerment and freedom. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Like I said, become a subscriber. Check out all the different shows that we've done. And when you become a subscriber, you get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. But that's not all that you get. You get the show sent to you. Now, there's different ways that you can subscribe, so make sure or stay connected. So choose the one that's best for you, or choose them all. Doesn't matter. Let's stay connected. You can always call 407-373-5959 if you have any questions or if you need a friend. So and while you're there at whenyouneedafriend.com, I need a favor. Check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, the show would not happen. So please make sure you support my sponsors the way they're supporting the show. So today we're talking about stress, and I can imagine all the different levels of stress that with meditation, and Jason's going to give us some tips on how to become masters of, guess what? De-stressing and becoming a master at relaxation. So Jason Stevenson, thank you so much. I've been listening to you for a long time, and you've been in my ear helping me relax. So thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Just glad that you're relaxing too, that you can use that to relax. It's awesome.
Absolutely. And, you know, for those of you who would like to go to Jason Stevenson's email or website, it's jasonstevenson.net. And there's so many buttons for him too that you can go and join all the things that he's doing. So let's talk about stress. You took a year from your diagnosis of HIV positive, and then you said, okay, I am building myself up, and you got to this point of total empowerment, total acceptance, and now you are helping others, which is the fourth stage of taking ownership and responsibility, is using what you learn for the greater good. And so you're there. So help us, as we're listening to you, get to that place too. If somebody is right now very stressed and needs to accept and embrace and move on to that mastery, what do you say?
I think one of the first things that we really need to connect with, even just aside from meditation, is the breath. And this can be done anywhere and anytime, because we forget, like, seriously, we keep breathing, but we can hold our breath, and especially in times of stress and anxiety. Whereas if we become conscious of our breathing and say, okay, give yourself a reminder, breathe. And it's amazing that one big breath, just how that can even help just to release a lot of the stress and anxiety. It sounds so simple, but it is something that we truly do forget to do. And you can feel the tension in the shoulders as you hold the breath. And so the more we can connect to that at any stressful time, just say now, even just breathe and feel the difference within the body itself. And that's like a relaxation for the body and mind. So that's the first thing I say.
And I want to add to that, most of us aren't breathing correctly. Most people are breathing through their chest. But the breathing you're talking about is like this breath of fresh air that comes from your diaphragm. Do you want to share a little bit more about that, Jason?
Yeah, it's just sending the breath all the way down, breathing in through the nose and sending it down to the belly area, the diaphragmatic area. And as you breathe in, you'll be able to, if you put your hands in that area, around that belly area, you can begin to feel that air go in and expand, almost like a balloon going in. And then when that breath comes out, you'll feel the belly contract. It just lessens like a balloon again going down. Mm-hmm. Because when we're breathing in from the chest up the top, it sort of keeps it shallow. It's not a nice deep breath. You want to make that, really fill that lower part up. It works wonders. It really does work wonders.
And what's the next step that we need to do as we take that cleansing breath in any situation? If we're feeling stressed, that cleansing breath, then what's our next step?
I think that's one thing that we can do anytime, that breath work. However, I think one thing that that is really good to do is to give yourself a commitment to this, to do this sitting down every day. And now look, even if you start off doing that for 2 minutes a day, just 2 minutes, just sit and be still and do that deep breathing, focusing on that breath going in and out. And during this time, I understand that, you know, sometimes people get the wrong idea about meditation, that they think that it requires us to eliminate thoughts. And that is it's the wrong idea of meditation. It's not about eliminating thoughts. It's about accepting and putting out the welcome mat and allowing the thoughts to come and go. And all we need to do is to simply, when that thought comes in, acknowledge it, accept it. We don't have to follow where it leads, but then we can train our mind from that point to go back to the breath, focusing on that breath going right down, deep down into the diaphragm, belly expanding and contracting until the next thought comes along. And then you do the same thing. You acknowledge, accept that thought, and then back to the breath again and again.
So the focus is the breath every single time. So if we find ourselves going to that, you know, whatever reoccurring thought is, because we have so many thoughts in a day and they're bound to, you know, sneak up. If that thought sneaks up, do you write that thought down? Do you stop and you say, okay, maybe this thought is coming back because it's a thought that I've been trying to neglect. Maybe my body is telling me, acknowledge me and do something about it. What if that happens? What do you do?
Yeah, I think, and that's a good point there. I think acknowledging that thought, and if you know, and your body will know, and you will know that if this is something that needs to be tended to, then just for those 2 minutes, though, you can say, okay, you know, I acknowledge this thought. I'm going to come back to this after this practice. Mm-hmm. Right now, this breathing practice is my time for me, but I will attend to that thought later. And I might add here that when I say focusing on the breath too, you can actually focus on either the expansion and contraction of the belly, the stomach going in and out, or you might even like to focus on the actual entry point of where the breath enters through the sensations of it coming and going through there. So it becomes like a physical act too of acknowledging the breath, the sensations of what is happening in your body as you breathe in and out.
Do you find yourself focusing on different parts of your breathing as you're doing meditation?
Yes, I do. Sometimes, and that's okay too. If you want to go from the area of, you know, feeling that sensation of the breath coming into the nostrils, and then you might then be aware of the belly rising and falling. And if you want to stick with that for a while, that's okay as well. So you can go in between wherever it takes you, wherever your mind wants to focus.
Do you ever like focus on the breath going in and kind of like visualize it going to different organs or different parts of your body and going into your lungs and going into your diaphragm, coming back out and coming out of your mouth? Do you ever go that far?
Yeah, sometimes I can even, it can help to give it a color too.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get all these tips. We're going to get all these tips from Jason Stevenson off the air. So I want to encourage you to sign up with YouTube. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com, sign up with YouTube. And we're going to continue our conversation with Jason Stevenson when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no costs or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990 or at lawbyrd.com. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. Today, I am so excited. It is such an honor to meet Jason Stevenson. So those of you who'd like to learn more about his meditations, there's so many people who are in the same boat with you. But you can go to YouTube, and I don't know if you go to jasonstevenson.net, you can click on to his meditations. There's also different ways that you can enjoy Jason's meditations. What a wonderful gift that came from such a tragic time in your life.
Mm. But tragic. See, that's the whole thing. We think it's tragic, but it ends up being the most beautiful, life-changing event, which I'm now, I can almost say that, my goodness, I'm grateful for that.
Isn't it?
As crazy as that sounds. But.
No, it's not crazy at all. It is not. It makes a lot of sense that, you know, you have given up trying to change what is. And that right there has freed you up to receive the information that now you're giving to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like actually through that, it's given me like life purpose, if you like.
Mm. That's so wonderful. So because I've been listening to you, and I just want to encourage you all, my listening friends, go to jasonstevenson.net and to learn more about his great, you have different lengths of time. How do you know what the meditation is going to be? Do you sit there and you write it out, or do you just speak into and just come and are just wonderful without even thinking?
There's a couple of answers to that question. I originally started out with having writers write for me, and one in particular, Amelia, has just, I've got to tell you, when I first got back her first script, it was almost like she was in absolute alignment to my soul.
Wow.
And I would give her ideas and she would come back with the script, and it was almost like it was written that I would write that script. And so when I speak that, it was an alignment with, I reckon, with God source. You know, it was an amazing thing. But only in recent days, in recent months, I've been doing meditations through my guide. I mean, I guess that's another story, but I have a spirit guide, if you like, also. His name is David, and which is a part of God connection. And I just have to say, okay, let's do this. And that flows through me, and it's so beautiful. And so whatever comes out, and I trust that. I trust that it's going to be all good and okay.
Mm, that's wonderful. I wish we had some like Jason Stevenson's kind of music playing in the background, but we really don't. We can create our own breath and turn our breath into music. But if you would allow us the opportunity to hear you and put us into that relaxation. But before we do that, what are some of the things that we need to do in order to embrace that relaxation? What can we do?
Aside from meditation?
Like we have to set ourselves up for success. If I'm going to go to the gym at 4:30 in the morning, if I don't take my clothes out the night before, I'm not going to the gym. So I'm just saying, you know, like put away your cell phone, whatever. What are some of the things, light a candle? What are some of the things that you do to get into that space?
In all honesty, before I go to bed, my phone, can I tell you that my phone is virtually off constantly on do not disturb mode.
Oh, nice.
And that's constantly in much to a lot of my friends dislike, but I get back to people when I get back to people. So I allow myself to be in control of what my environment, if you like, and that, and any disturbances, because I do a lot of recording as well. But especially at nighttime, when just before switching off, definitely get that phone off. Don't allow all notifications and everything, get that off. I like to have a hot bath. I know that some people don't have baths, but for me, that's a beautiful form of relaxation. And sometimes I can put on some music on my little MP3 player and have some music playing. But I think
that's pretty good. I think you've come up with some major, major stuff that we don't realize that we're so attached and so enslaved to our appliances. You know, we have our phones, our tablets, our, you know, our children now are getting addicted soon, right after, like when they're three or four. So so it's important that we disconnect with the world. So would you be able to guide us into a meditation?
I would love to do that. Just a quick, a short meditation. But
yes.
I can just show you the power in just a minute. You know, so just making sure that, so we begin just by sitting up and making sure that your back is straight, but not, don't hold it rigid, just like a, almost like a mountain, a majestic mountain that's open and aware. And we can begin by taking in, closing your eyes and taking in three deep breaths in through the nose and sending that breath all the way down to that lower belly area.
If you're driving, please keep your eyes open. Go ahead.
Oh,
I just,
yes,
I need to say that. I just need to say that.
Please don't close your eyes if you're driving.
Okay, let's start all over. Okay.
So taking in those three deep breaths and then releasing the first breaths out through your mouth, and in doing that, blowing that breath out and releasing any tension with that on the breath out. Letting it go.
And we are breathing in through our nose and releasing through our mouth.
And now returning that breath to a comfortable rhythm for you, breathing in and out now just through your nose. And at this time, whilst you're doing this, just focusing on either the breath entering your nostrils or the breath going down and feeling that belly rise and fall, whatever feels comfortable for you, whatever you can acknowledge is happening. And during this time, if any thoughts are coming into your mind, just allow them to be. You don't have to try to push them away. Just accept them as they are. Acknowledge them, and then just send your mind, send your thought back to your breathing, back to seeing the breath going in and out. You might want to check in on your shoulders just to see, just to drop them. Sometimes we store a lot of tension there. Just drop them, release. And now, just in this last moment, I'd like you just to now visualize a golden light, that you're breathing in a golden light, and it's going to flood your body with peace and with love.
Mm.
And so just breathing this in, and as you breathe this in, see it filling your entire body from the top of the toe, from the toes all the way up to the top of your head.
I love it. I think we need to continue this off the air so that maybe we can give a bonus for those of you who want to go onto YouTube and have a special meditation while you are home safe, not driving. But Jason, it's been such a pleasure to not only listen to you when you don't even know who I am, but today to get to know you and see your heart today. It's been such an honor.
Thank you, Lillian. It's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much for getting in contact with me.
Without a doubt, I am going to continue making contact with you. And I want to encourage you, my listening friends, we live in a stressful world. It is time. It's time to take our health back. This is a great step. And please remember that I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm going to continue this conversation afterwards. So tune in at whenyouneedafriend.com. And please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
Yay, that's good. I love it.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own